Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpin review titled Hold Your Horses, featuring Shane, Josh, and Barr. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Freckle.io, Oakleaflandscape.com, and Exitus.io. That's E-X-I-T-U-S. .io. And then we've got the NameJet and the Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including mountainhigh.com, safes.com, farmstead.com, and horsebackriding.com. And we also talk about .ai domains, the use of AI in domaining, and also the use of AI in life in general. We also talk about the ICA and a number of other topics. All this and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. A huge, huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon-to-be-added portfolio auctions featuring traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And also, big shout-out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on chain and access crypto investors with 3% commissions, at cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated. They're a cutting edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration costs. They have $5.com Fridays and $1.xyz Wednesdays every week and $5 off all transfers in, no promo code required. And last but certainly not least, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. So now it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Let's go. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, my personal friends. They're more like co-hosts than guests. And let's go ahead and I guess we got four segments to the Domain Sherpa review. At some point, I don't know that I need to keep going over these on the show. And I say that a lot, but then yet here we go, continuing to say exactly what each segment is going to be for those instances where we got a newbie on the show watching for listening for the first time. We've got the grand opening. That's where we are right now. That's where I intro the Sherpas, see what's going on with them, talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep score. And eventually, somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winner. Josh, I got your hoodie. Although you're going to have to rock an extra large until the new ones come in, man. You know what I'm saying? So it might be a little baggy on you. You're going to look, you really look like Slim Shady. You know what I'm saying? And then segment three, we got NameJet and a Jet. Sponsored by our friends at NameJet, we review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we'll get into grand closing. That's where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention and promote anything they want to talk about that we have not already discussed. Yeah. So with all that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy, Bar Frantic, a.k.a. Barman, a.k.a. Bartman, a.k.a. Always Sunny, a.k.a. Bar Schizophrenic, a.k.a. Raising the Bar, a.k.a. Passing the Bar, a.k.a. The Bartender. Bartender's just a pharmacist with limited inventory, man. Shout out to Albert Einstein. What is up?
What's up, JT? Go Birds.
Go Birds. Yeah, boy. Go Birds. How you feeling about the offseason, man? What do you think?
I'm feeling pretty good. There's been a lot of players leaving the team, but still a great team. So I'm excited for next year. Let's repeat. Yeah.
Let's repeat, man. That would be crazy. But yes, CJ Gardner-Johnson was the only player for me. I mean, look, I don't want to lose anybody from a dominant championship team like that. But he was the guy that I was a bit surprised. But, you know, it's a money thing. It's you got to manage the cap. You got to give young guys a chance to step up. And, you know, so I think, you know, faith in Howie, man. In Howie we trust. So that's what it is.
Be all right.
Let's go. All right, let's keep it moving. To my lower right, we got my boy Shane Cultra, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Mike Rowe, a.k.a. Blame It on the Shane, a.k.a. the Culture Personality, a.k.a. Doing It for the Culture, Chain. What's going on, man? How are you?
Great. Spring weather. It's my time of year, man. Finally, I can wear shorts running and get outside and mow the yard without an extra large hoodie.
Okay. What are you in cold weather? What are you wearing to run? Are you wearing sweatpants? Or are you more like a tight, like a tights and shorts guy?
Simple rules. Over 32 is shorts. And then it's just basically a top. Like, I'm a cotton guy. Like, I'm not a polyester guy. I wear cotton. So, there's no bad weather. It's just bad clothing. That's how it works.
Okay. Yeah. That's some Midwest Northern talk right there. That's some Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears, you know, like it gets cold.
Yeah, the treadmill just doesn't work. And don't get me wrong, I like the gym as much as anybody, but yeah, no, it's good to get outside. Like, you just look at how happier people are when the weather's nice. Florida, you guys get that a little more, but we get that change of season where these people come out and they start smiling again when it's nice weather.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the garden going.
Yeah, well, Josh can attest that it has been really nice lately. It's been dry, which is cool.
Yeah,
you know, you start getting a little bit of risk for wildfires when it gets dry, but it's like the weather couldn't really be better. It's just sunny and not too hot, but not cold. I mean, we're in shorts weather almost all the time, but I was actually just outside doing some yard work. I'm still kind of sweating from it, but
we have a family house in Naples, and it's just been perfect this past couple of weeks. Yeah,
awesome. Which is down in Naples.
Yeah, we live right next to the airport. Yeah, perfect. Green, there's a green space. Like, I only have a house next to a place you can run.
That's it, man. I dig it. All right, well, let's keep it moving. And last but not least, below me, we got my boy Josh Reason, aka Bjorn Borg, aka Prince Harry, aka Harry Kane, aka Prince Harry Kane, aka Slim Shady, aka DNX. It's dark and hell is hot. X gonna give it to you. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. What's up, dude? How are you?
What's up, dude? Gonna be.
I added some of those AKAs, man. It kind of caught me off guard. But what's happening, man? How you living?
Nah, good, man. Good, man. Just here to fill in the numbers as usual. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. I'm glad you're here. Hey, look, you said after the last time, you're like, next time I'd like to maybe be able to talk a little bit. There's only one way that can happen.
We gotta wait till if you want more furniture, you gotta get rid of some of the old furniture.
We gotta wait till Drew, you know, once he slides out for a hot second, you know, we'll all get to say our piece. Nah, just playing, Drew. We love you. We miss you, man. You know what I'm saying? He's actually kind of been where Barman's background is right now. That's basically Drew is in paradise and he's in the Maldives.
I know you're not watching this, Drew, so I'll say whatever.
Exactly right. He doesn't even watch it when it's himself, let alone when it's just
I
us.
I admit, I took it pretty rough when I heard my birthday wasn't a real event. So,
hey, man, it's always a real event. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It is. So, all right. Well, let's see. So what else is good, though, real quick, before we kind of get into it? Everybody else, everybody doing good? Anybody got anything before we slide into the domain game?
No, we had a good week. I had a podcast on Money Wise come out today. Kind of went over my numbers, which I don't like sharing that much detail. Dude,
yeah. That's overshared.
Yeah, but you don't you if you don't prove your net worth, they don't let you on.
I know. And that's a Sampar is super dope. The whole like that whole podcast sort of network and the fact that you were on it, I think is actually is an honor in itself, you know, and it's a testament to the work you put in, the success you've had, man. So congratulations, dude. I haven't listened yet. But definitely excited.
You know me well enough. And then my friend won the Boston Marathon, John, yesterday, which is big for our group. So we work in Kenya. You know, I've worked in Kenya for years, and I work with Wesley and John, our teammates. And John won the freaking Boston Marathon yesterday. So he and his brother have both won the Boston Marathon, which is the first brothers to ever win Boston. So it was super exciting, man. And I texted him like, dude, like the whole thing, which the money's not that great when you win. The behind the scenes is your appearance fees from that are a couple hundred thousand a race. So you actually make appearance fees for the rest of your life because you're a winner. So no winners way. Get paid to show up. Yeah.
No way. So wow.
His family is the family set for the rest of their lives. It's just a fantastic event. So
that's legit. Crazy. That's a flex right there to be like, oh yeah, my boy, you know, just won the Boston Marathon. Like, that's cool. Like my homie won a scratch off, you know, like, same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's so exciting. Yeah, it just puts a little different meaning when you go, I know that guy. Like, yeah,
that's really cool. Something. Yeah, cool. It was a beautiful day for it. So,
yeah, great day.
Awesome stuff. All right, cool. Well, we'll keep it to domains otherwise and then get into
It's been like a minute since I've been on the show. So I just wanted to, I know it's a little late, but I wanted to shout out the ICA meeting in Vegas because that was a great, that was like my first domain thing, and it was great meeting all you guys. So everybody that's in the space and hasn't gone, highly suggest you.
Dude, absolutely. Yeah. Big shout out to the ICA. I'm on the board. And
AT is the guy now. You didn't know?
You know, I'm pretty excited about my opportunity to help. You. Yeah, thank you. That was great. You know, not everybody did, but don't worry. The ones who didn't, I know who you are. We're going to have that conversation.
Oh, damn.
What was Reg fees are going on.
Rich P's going up. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But actually, speaking to the ICA, they just published the joint WIPO ICA UDRP. You know what? In fact, Billy, let's go ahead and put that in the show notes. So it's the initial report of the WIPO ICA UDRP review project team, which is really crazy. What people don't realize, because I think people take a lot of how the sausage gets made, you know, for granted in general and a lot of things. And this is no different. This is not an exception. But Zach, I mean, they were early on in the process. WIPO, I don't want to say wouldn't even take a meeting, but, you know, getting in front of WIPO, working with WIPO, you know, was not an easy thing. They're pretty monolithic, right? And over time, just continuing to provide value, show worth, you know, and continue to persist has really been super, super helpful. So now, you know, Zach has gotten with the WIPO folks and they've done this, you know, started with this initial report of, you know, the UDRP process and some of that stuff. And then, you know, one of my favorite things one of the things I was most excited about or encouraged about that led to me wanting to participate on the board at the ICA, as well as, you know, obviously we're pretty, you know, longstanding, high paying sponsor and member of the ICA. Is the work that the team is doing with UDRP sort of education, not only reform, I guess, to a degree, but, you know, the worst thing that can happen for a domain owner of a big high value premium domain name is to have it taken, you know, sort of unjustly, unfairly in a UDRP action, which then you have to go and appeal in an actual court of law. And like, it becomes an enormous undertaking from a cost, time, and, you know, you may actually not even get the name back. So you know, it's a lot of work to protect the rights of domain registrants, which a lot of the domain investors, obviously, you know, that's a key aspect of what we do, our assets and our portfolio. So that's my long way of saying that Zach is the man. The ICA is awesome and they're doing great work. And definitely check out that report if you've, you know, if you have some insomnia and, you know, you're trying to get to bed. But if you are not already a member and you are involved in a member of the domain space, then, you know, get your stuff together, you know, get in. It's not crazy expensive. Come participate, hang out at the annual meeting, which is only going to get bigger and better. We're going to have some cool stuff coming out around that. But that will be back in January in Vegas, definitely worth your time. So hey, Bar, thanks for shouting that out, man. That's super, super cool. And it was great to see in person. I'll tell you, I was surprised at how big of a dude you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like a big guy, you know? And I think people like, you know, see maybe on a podcast or something like this, they just like, you know, they know you from Philly, right? So they know you can, you know, hold your own. But until you see yourself, you know, see you in person, I'm like, damn, Bar, you're like a big dude, man. Let's go, you know, I got some people that didn't vote for me. We're going to go have a conversation with. Let's go.
Nice to see a real man there.
Not like that hand big, but...
Exactly. Oh. I'm tired of looking down at Mike Birkins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My family are giant, so it's nice to see somebody that's over 6'5", or, you know, like, this eye-to-eye stuff doesn't work.
And by the way, shout out to Michael Birkins. I'm not trying to be a hater, man. He's my guy, too. So.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I'm like, right now he's listening. If he's even listening, he's sitting on a big pile of money, and he's like, I could care so much less. I couldn't care less.
His bodyguards are plenty big.
3 inches.
What's that?
I would trade it all for 3 inches.
Trade it all. No. Oh, that's what she said. All right. Yeah. Anyway, I think that probably is a good wrap up to the intro, and we can slide into the domain game. So let's go ahead and do that. So Bar, let's start with you, man, since you are the upper left in the screen. You got to buy, you got to sell. What's up?
I mean, let's do a sell, I guess.
Sell. If you ask me, buy or sell, sell. Sales are the best. It's success, and it's also the best. You get the whole life cycle. You get to find out.
I mean, the problem is we talk about these in other channels, so I'm trying to pick something that haven't talked about in a long time.
The main Discord. Right.
I will mention, or I'll talk about, what is it? Freckle.io, which is on a payment plan, but it's 75% of the way there, and there's like a live site, so I'm pretty sure that's going to go through, so I'm not going to jinx it. All right, so I'll talk about that. Freckle.io. Just sold about 8 months ago.
Check it out. Jalen Hurts to AJ Brown. See it?
Nice. That's
great. All right. Oh, yeah, that's a great one, too. I love the picture of him sitting in the, that's for those who are not watching and are listening, the back of my phone case has a little, I forget what you call these things, you know, it's a little animation.
Holograms?
Yeah, that goes from Jalen Hurts throwing a touchdown to AJ Brown. And Barr showing a picture of Jalen Hurts post Super Bowl parade. Well, not parade, but Super Bowl with the confetti. Mine picture him in the locker room where he's sitting there with the cigar and the Super Bowl trophy is pretty badass too, man. There's some go birds. All right, here we go. Freckle.io. All right, on the delay. All right, ready, set, flip it. All right. Ooh, we are close. Oh, I'm squeezed here. So Shane's at 12,500. I'm at 15,000. Josh with $15,888. We on the pin.
Are we going with the actual retail value or what has been paid so far?
Retail.
Retail is $20,000.
$20,000, Josh, with the point. Bang.
Bang.
That's solid, man. That's a good sale. So talk to us. How long had you, before you put, you know, we'll talk about the payment plan, but what was the, what'd you buy it for? How long did you have it before you got it under contract? And then where is it currently on, you know, being held?
I paid, $1,100 for it on park.io back in September 2021.
Okay.
So that's roughly, I don't know, a little over 3 years. Okay. Roughly 3 years since when I sold it. I think the payment plan started on Dan, but now it's on After Nick.
Okay.
But yeah, I was all the same company now. So
yeah. Well, that's awesome, dude. Nice little, you know, 20X. And I think that's really good. I think it's good value for the name. I feel like that's a good price for it. I think you got it at a good price. Although
I usually like a better multiple on my .ios, but that's a little less, I don't know, like commercially viable of a name than like something more generic.
Cool. Let's see. What is the, let's see what the site is. Okay, the clay alternative for non-technical users. So clay is some kind of programming language or something? What is that? What's clay?
I don't know. Freckle is the clay alternative. Good question.
Well, it's just like clay, but without the learning curve.
Without the learning curve.
What is clay?
I got a learning curve just to find out what clay is.
Yeah, what's that? Clay? What is freckle? What is clay?
Let's not talk too much shit about this guy so he finishes.
No, not at all. I actually think it's really cool. I think
he's way ahead of us.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, right. I mean, this isn't any disrespect to them. I actually, this is us just letting the world know that we don't know things. But I dig this, and I think it's a cool brand. I like this. I like the name. I think it's a pretty good success story right there. And
I love when you're talking to technical people. Like one guy said, "No, it's so much better than Rust." And I was like, "I hope so." I mean, come on, yeah,
it better be.
It better be better than Rust. Yeah. There's nothing more frustrating than using Rust.
Site is cool though. They kind of have this little sort of, you know, active thing showing. It's almost like an Airtable. it's data, some kind of data thing. I like it. Data enrichment. All right. Interesting. Well, that'll be my rabbit hole for later, but I like it. And I think that's a good deal. And interestingly, so talk to me about how so if you had a domain holding deal, a lease to own or whatever it is on Dan, they all ported over to Afternic?
They did. Yeah. They started, I guess, at Dan. And then at some point, at the beginning of the year, they all ported over to Afternic.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure everybody's shared the same experience.
They offer them a buyout. Like all the people that they ported over, they emailed first saying, hey, we're switching over the payment plan. If you'd like to buy out, would you like to give them a, I don't know if you got this, but if you'd like to make an offer as a buyout price, you can make that offer before the transition. I don't know if you got that, but I got that on some of them.
Yeah, I wasn't buying any. I didn't have any on payment plans that I was buying.
To the seller. You see what I'm saying? Right. For the seller, they could buy out and not take the plan any further.
Okay.
That makes sense because they're going to have to transition. They go, well, you want to close it up now? Would you prefer to just pay it off so we don't have to change anything? So, and that's when I only know it because I was trying to do the math. I'm like, okay, what are they going to say? Because remember, they pay interest extra if it's a certain amount of time. So, yeah.
Well, that was pretty cool. Yeah, we didn't really have any domain lease deals that were pending at Dan when it moved over. So I just wasn't sure how seamless the process was. And how about from a back end perspective, did they just sort of show up? Was Afternic already offering domain lease deals at the time when that happened?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I think they used that Dan technology to do it. I just remember like payment stopped for like a month or two, and then I just got like 8 emails about it was moved over to Afternic. And
got it.
I feel like they've all been accurately paid so far.
Okay.
Should probably double check, but I'm pretty sure they have been.
So. Do you get the emails? Adam does it quite a bit too, where you have a buyer that wants to pay it off if you will give them a discount or a different price.
I haven't had that happen to me yet. I've had people pay off early, but no like email like that. They just like paid off the rest of it.
Yeah.
Does Adam offer that as like an option for the buyers to do it automatically, or do they do it?
Yeah. I don't know who initiated that conversation, but I've gotten 2 emails of people saying, you know, we still have 100K left, would do it for 80 if you would sell it. And you just have to do the math of like, what's the money worth to me now? They're going to have to pay an extra 25% already by paying it off. They're already getting a pretty big discount if they pay now, those kind of things. So I just remember having those mathematical. And the other thing is you're trying to decide, do I want the payment? Like, do you trust that the payment's going to come? Because it is kind of nice to have a monthly payment. I know it's better to have the cash in hand, but there is a reality of there's something nice about getting a monthly check as cash flow.
We have a lot of deals that we facilitated that are lease deals, you know, and we get our commission just as a, you know, on an ongoing rate, just based off of whatever is paid. So, you know, we have probably 10, 15 deals that are paying on a monthly basis that are pretty nice. Yeah. And they add up too, even if it's not your own domain. You know, for us, it's, you know, so just the commission portion, you know, just adding up to a pretty decent chunk of recurring revenue, which is pretty awesome. Well, you know, it's interesting. That's why I didn't know if Adam maybe had a feature where you could offer, you know, like a buy it now.
Good question. Where you can
that'd be a cool feature.
Reach out to him.
You know, meaning like, so I'm a domain. I have my domain there, and I go in, and there's even just a button that says pay off early type of thing at some sort of prorated or just a discounted amount, where you could set it in advance and say, all right, cool. You know, we'll take, you know. Or I guess the other question too is, and I'm not sure how they facilitate these on Adam either, but you know, because the deals are either a lease to own or it's a strictly like a lease with a buyout option, right? So that where the lease payments or the monthly payments aren't going towards the total price of the domain, right? So then you have the opportunity though to execute the purchase option at any time. So that's effectively what you're paying for. You're paying some money up front. And then, you know, which gives you the option to buy it for a set established price. And then you're paying a monthly fee, which is to continue to keep that option alive while also licensing the use of the domain, right? To be able to set the DNS and the MX records and all that kind of stuff. I just didn't know how sophisticated Adam's system was, if they were able to do it where in the event that it's a purchase option deal, you know, that there's literally a button when you want to decide to finally buy it out.
That's a good question.
Adam does have it. There's an article on Elliot Silver's blog I just linked to, and probably not good podcasting to read an article on the air, but Adam does allow.
Everybody stop for a second. We're going to read. Really.
Read 800 words.
Yeah.
Actually, let's just tell Grok. What is it? Summarize Elliot's article for me. Or it's like with all the prompt, you know, all the prompt engineering. You know, it's Grok. Assume that I am a, you know, certain type of person with a certain type of thinking, and read the article and tell me the pieces that I would want to know the most about. You know, I feel like everybody, it's like, you know, people either do use AI in one of two ways. They're either very basic with it, which is just like, hey, Grok, what's the capital of New Mexico, versus the people that really do the crazy prompting, you know, with all sorts of like features. Are you guys pretty heavy with AI? Like, how much are you using it?
I'm using a decent amount. I mean, you're right that the setting up of the prompt and like learning how to prompt is so important. I saw this like funny, I guess it was a tweet. It was like, you know, 10,000 prompts is the new 10,000 hours. Like,
okay, yeah,
getting good at prompting is really like going to be huge, because yeah, like you said, you can just ask a really dumb questions, but like you don't always get what you want. But like setting up that prompt correctly is like 90% of the work, especially with like coding.
Well, it's insane. It's like the idea of like, all right, our cell phones have the same, like more tech than the tech that launched like the Apollo missions, right? But people use it to go on social media and watch TikTok videos, right? It's like, you know, the actual capability is pretty crazy, and it's only getting more and more intense. So the people who really understand that and know that, you know, it's like they're seeing the future. Everybody else is like, you know, like I said, it's just a glorified Ask Jeeves, you know? And so it's pretty interesting.
I think the interesting part is like having this middleman of like, we use Zapier in the middle, because you don't want your AI agent to actually go into your Google Mail and take action. So you use these in between people of Zapier that have the trust that go in and handle it and then bring it back out. So there's this whole new world of agents in the middle of agents for security. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, it's crazy. You really can do almost anything you need right now if you dig in deeper.
Oh, dude. Well, the agentic stuff, and I think, you know, agent's been a pretty hot, popular term, but I think it's even more so. You know, obviously AI still continues to eat the world. You know, we'll probably get into a little AI conversation if we want, especially without Drew here, you know, to tell us, you know, to go on his tirade. But because I actually do think that, you know, watching the demand for .AI domains is pretty heavy at the moment, you know, and you know, we see it on the acquisition side. We definitely have client, you know, but you know, they're also looking for XYZs and .IOs. I'm talking about the non-com stuff. Obviously, the com stuff is still, you know, the bread and butter and the most predominant. But, you know, .AI domains, man, doing their thing.
I think here's another thing that I found interesting is, you know, I keep my charts of all my domains I buy and sell, and I've been doing it manually, and you can use a domain management. But now I've just built something. I just type in, today I bought a name at Dynadot for $69, and automatically just throws it in there. It goes and looks up the who is, throws in the date, throws in the price. I said it was today, so it throws in the date. I can just type in what I've done. I don't have to do anything in a spreadsheet anymore. Like, I'm not cutting and pasting anymore. I literally just tell it what I want it to do, and it does it all for me now. That's how I work, right? I'd rather have that. I can do it in my phone. I can say, hey, I bought. I don't have to type it in. That's how I want to do it. I'm just too lazy to do everything else. I come back like a week later and start adding stuff, or I sell something and go, I didn't even add that in. Like, I forgot to put that in.
So how are you doing that? Like, what is the app that you're using to input? And then how are you?
Built it on ChatGPT. Like, okay. I literally just built a spreadsheet with the prompt taking the action. So I'm trying to, and then I just put it on Llama, like on my desktop. That's the other thing. I prefer to have Llama on my desktop, so I don't have to put everything I've ever done or said on ChatGPT. Not that I feel it's completely unsafe, but every time you put your financials and you know, like I want to run a legal form through, I don't really want my legal form being up on ChatGPT. So I just run a Llama on my desktop, and I can still get it done that way to be a little safer on those kinds of things. It helps having Travis on my team, like a guy that.
Well, that's, I mean, that's like saying, like, yeah, you know, we're gonna go play some basketball. I got my boy LeBron, who's gonna probably run with us. It's cool.
Good.
He's all right.
Yeah, I mean, like doing the newsletter every day. I don't want to copy and paste the whole newsletter over with the links and everything to Beehive and go through the process. He just built a script. I hit a button and it changes everything into an HTML snippet, brings it over. Then another script runs and truncates it and places whoever I want to be at the top of the newsletter. So like if you go to my site, GoDaddy's four down, but maybe I want to showcase GoDaddy first, it'll automatically put the names of GoDaddy first to make sure that they see those first. And we can just hit a button and change who gets who's seen first as far as advertisers. And so it's little things like I don't think about that, but it's nice to tell somebody, and Josh goes this on DNX constantly, probably, I want this to happen. Can we do this? And then the smart people make that happen. And then and they say, no, you, the first question is why not? And then they'll do, oh, you don't know how hard that is. You act like it's just going to be this and that. And we're like, I didn't ask how hard it was. I said, can we do it? Like, so those are the, it's the fun kind of things, but the long story short is we can do a lot of things now with AI to make things really easy for our users and for ourselves when it comes to domains.
Josh, I know we're doing some AI stuff, obviously, with DNX, but what about you personally? Are you using AI like in your day-to-day?
Honestly, not that much. I should be using it more. I use ChatGPT on my phone for like various things. You know, I try to keep things fairly simple on my own personal side. And with like DNX, as you say, there's a lot of stuff that we're doing that is AI centric. So, I'm certainly getting enough exposure to it, but I don't love it. Like, yeah. I just don't love it. I think that it's moving a little too fast. And, you know, the more I use it, the more I think about that. And it's a little scary. So I'm not trying to personally overindulge in the use of AI for that reason only. I certainly believe that it's about to, like, eat everyone's lunch. So every field.
Yeah, and I think Shane made the point, and that's kind of where I'm at, I'm a little hesitant to like go all in, you know, because I just don't want to necessarily share all the access. I don't feel like I need it. I'm sure there are things that I could do that would make my day-to-day easier. You know, but I'm like, man, but then like I put the ghost in the machine and then it's like,
that's it.
There's enough risk. Get hacked and scammed and your wallets and, you know, there's just a lot of risk.
It's like your phone, right? It's like you can do everything on your phone now, like everything from like Apple Pay to, you know, you don't need to carry a wallet around anymore. And you barely need your laptop. You could like just about manage your entire work process on your phone. And it's like, you can do that. And it is potentially better and it is potentially more convenient, but is it better for your like lifestyle individually? Maybe not, you know.
Interesting. Try writing a long tweet with like a bunch of links on your phone. It's a pain in the ass. Sometimes you just need that old school desktop.
Yeah, well, I'm old school in general, man. I just feel like I'm getting like, you know, I like that. You know what I'm interested in is AI medicine, I think, is very interesting to me. You know, because I think that, you know, you see these anecdotal stories and tweets and people talking about like, oh, I went to the doctor and I had this like condition. I was tired. I was, you know, whatever. I was feeling dizzy and, you know, they wanted me to go this, that testing. And ChatGPT said, hey, add electrolytes into your water. And hey, it worked, you know. And it's like, you don't know how much of this stuff is actually true. But I do think it's interesting when you talk about just the access to knowledge and data in a way that can then be distilled in a usable way. To me, medicine is one of those things where you combine that with some robotics and some other shit. It's like, that's extra, extra wild and very exciting. You know, I get a little nervous maybe about some of the AI stuff, just where the idea that it's going to, you know, when I think about my kids and like what they're going to do for a living and how many jobs are going to get absolutely, you know, wiped out because AI can do it all now and how much of it is unnecessary. And, you know, so that stuff I think is, you know, and we drew.
You need to spur your creativity though. You can't lose your thinking, your ability to think and problem solve. You can't hand all that over, but I mean, I told somebody the other day, I had a furnace going out. I literally took ChatGPT. I took a picture of the serial number and everything and said, here's what I'm having problem. And it asked me through a series of questions and picture taking. And by the time I was done with it, it pointed out what the problem was. Like, that would have taken me much longer. And it turned out to be a high limit switch, which I know what a high limit switch is, but I didn't know there was another one hidden that I didn't see. All I had to do was pop it. I would have literally called a furnace guy. He would have pretended like he was doing all kinds of stuff and cleaned everything out, charged me $380, and he would have just gone
to it.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, they said, look, that's all it was. You're not paying him all that money for the 30 seconds. It's you're paying him for the all the years that it took for him to be able to diagnose your problem.
Well, he lost $350.
But did the limit switch, you have to program it in clay, though. That's the thing. You can use freckle.io.
No, you got to use Freckles instead.
Exactly. Yeah, no, Freckles is where the technology is heading.
Well, I think it's really funny though too, is because I'll use Grok and as well, and it, like the personality that they give it a little bit, which is really funny to me, because like the other day I asked it something random, like, hey, what's the best Michael Jackson song, what do you think? I was just, and it's like, oh, here are three, this beat that it, like, what do you think, and what I thought was really interesting is it starts to ask you questions back, because it's trying to learn and understand and trying to learn you. It's trying to, enhance the system. There's all those different pieces to it. So all of a sudden it becomes conversational, and which is like really interesting, because then, when that eventually gets added to like an Alexa style vocal robot, that's literally having like, it's basically Jarvis and Iron Man, right? And you would be able to dialogue with this thing and start to like really like, all of a sudden it just becomes really interesting. And then I saw Sam Altman had said that by saying please and thank you and that being part of it, it's like it actually costs millions of dollars in like extra energy costs or computer.
It remembers who you are too. Like I said, can dogs eat raisins? And it said, did Frank eat a raisin? Like,
no way, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it remembered that I talked about my dog or done something about that. So it actually remembers it remembers your past. If you keep that open, it is. It's crazy. Yeah.
And that's another thing too, man, where it's like, look, dude, like, I don't know how well I want you to know me, robot. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not, you're my business robot. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Because they don't forget things. At least like, they're like your wife in that way, that she doesn't forget anything, right? Like she doesn't forget anything you did wrong, right? So ChatGPT is like that, but even worse. Like,
saying? Well, and before we'll get to domains here, but so I use the Meta glasses, which is incredible. I can walk up to a plant and say, hey, what is this plant? And it'll tell me in my ear. Or if somebody's talking to me, it'll translate what they're saying into English, right? As they talk in my ear. But the new one coming out from Google videotapes the whole time. So you can say, hey, I've lost my keys. It will say the last time you had your keys was 2 hours ago and you set them on the counter. So it's videotaping the entire time, which is, that's pretty scary that it's just your whole life. Now we're not talking about what we're typing in, but it's literally recording your whole life and remembering everything you did. And that's coming out in the next couple of months. Yeah, it's totally Big Brother.
I love how you call it videotaping.
Videotaping. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Be careful, you get put on the wrong bus. You let them know how old you are. Well, it's like I've said this before. I mean, this was years ago now, but we had some interns that when I was still working at Web, and they came in and, there was somebody asked the question like, hey, is it, ever advantageous in business to be second to market, and the guy, was our COO at the time or whatever, was like, oh yeah, being a fast follower can absolutely have its benefits. It's kind of like VHS and beta, and then they were like, oh, what's that? And he's like, oh right, you don't know what beta is. They're like, we don't even know what VHS is either. Now they wouldn't even know what DVDs are, dude. I mean, we are so like, the fact that we used to have, like, for young kids now to see like a DVD collection would probably be like, what is that? Which is
their Goodwill. That's what they're giving away at Goodwill. Yeah.
And I bought so many random DVDs, like just like movies that I always thought like, oh, it'd be great, we'll watch these sometime. And then never did. I probably have, half the video games I've ever bought are still in the plastic, because I always think like, oh, I'm gonna have all this time. And then
Nobody got the Columbia Street CDs. If you didn't go through that experience.
Oh, no, Columbia House, dude. It was Columbia House. Yes.
If you didn't go through that experience,
he's too young.
Yeah, so I was like, imagine it's just Audible. It's what Audible is today. They get you for a whole bunch of charges.
Columbia House was cool, though. I got the CDs one time, and I got the big, you know, and then they just,
12
cents. Actually wasn't that bad of a deal because you got so many for like a dollar in the beginning.
You had to put the little stamps on.
Yes, you had to take the stamps and put it on the card, send the card in, then they'd send you a box of CDs or tapes or whatever it was. And then you would basically be buying one a month, like at the retail cost, which was like twice what they would cost in the store. But as long as you canceled it like a month or two in, you were actually like, there's decent value. You know?
But that's where we learned our business skills, right? We learned how to manage through the Columbia House purchase process. Like it's good that we lived through all that stuff because it still plays out today.
Well, and I do think big picture, when you talk about AI, two things, and then we'll go back into domains. It's that one, I do think the capability, emotional intelligence, like that kind of stuff, like, you know, content curation, like those are the kinds of things, like we talk about this a lot on the show and stuff about, you know, when data and information becomes commoditized in a lot of ways and access to things that were otherwise gatekept, or if that's the right term, I'd ask ChatGPT if I had it in my ear, but you know, you kind of can, or you know, you can pass all that stuff now, you know, so now it's access. So how do you take advantage of that? And I think just being kind of with it and aware and capable and, you know, your network, all those kinds of things start to have a lot more value. So to premium domain names, because in all the noise now on the internet, you know, it's brand, your brand access, you know, how you reach your customers is going to be even that much more important. So anyway, that and one other thing, I actually don't hate the idea that Google Glass is recording everything, as long as they don't look as dumb as they did the first time around. Remember with the one eye thing and all that stuff.
Yeah, the Ray-Bans, you can't even tell the Meta ones are Ray-Bans. Nobody has any idea that they're not Ray-Bans.
Like, can I tell, though, like if you're like seeing something like in the thing?
Well, I'm wearing them now.
No way. I was gonna say, dude, that's crazy.
But the Google ones look just like this, literally.
But I don't mind. Like, dude, I forget so much stuff lately. You know, as I get older, I'm like, yo, something to help enhance my memory. Because eventually what it'll do is it'll get to know you so well that when you die, it'll just pass your personality and all your knowledge into a robot. And, you know, like, so your family's still going to have to put up with you, you know?
Well, it has the visuals in the corner, too. So it actually has a screen in the corner so you can see things as you look through, too. So it's
a Call of Duty,
changing, man.
Your heads-up display. All right. Well, hey, you're up, Shane. We got a domain. You got a buy or a sell. What you got?
I think you guys may know this one, but it's kind of a process story. So I sold oakleaflandscape.com. Oakleaf Landscape.
I don't know this. Oakleaflandscape.com. All right. Let's go, boys. What do we Josh, whenever you're ready, no rush. All good. All right, ready, set, flip it. All right, we've got Josh at $850, Bar at $3,995, and I'm at $5,000 even.
Josh wins. It was 999.
Oh my God!
But I'll tell you the story behind it. I hand registered 50 landscape and lawn care .coms 3 and 4 years ago,
okay.
And I had them at $39.95, and maybe one sold. And I knocked them down to $19.95, nothing. But then I started putting them at $9.99, and they're selling every week, like constantly moving through. Yeah. It just, for a landscaper, it's a no thought process number for some reason. And it worked well. I mean, I paid $12 a piece for them. So I had like $500 and then renewals. And it's a really good income source now. And it did take getting down to $9.99, which is way below. I don't think I've ever sold a name under $2,000 or $3,000 lately, but it's a different model of doing the hand. And I know Josh has experimented with a lot more hand reg lately, but that's an industry I know. So I know what names they use in front of lawn care and landscape. Like, I see the ones that roll through. And so I just bulk, and I could do that again for another 100. So I've started doing it again, just adding more to it. But
I love it, man. Well, I think we talk a lot about sell-through rate and pricing, and, you know, it's something that anybody that has a portfolio is obviously spending a good bit of time just trying to get to the sweet spot. You know, you don't want to leave money on the table, but same time, like, you know, selling them, like you said, it's, you know, you find the, it's interesting to think about it as like a set price for a certain bucket of domains, you know? And, yeah. And I would agree on the landscaping piece, right? They're doing, you know, they're doing jobs for a couple grand or, you know, maintenance, a couple $100 a month for somebody. And, you know, it's like the idea of trying to shell out thousands of dollars is probably a lot. But, you know, like you said, $9.99 is kind of
they'll add ink on the end of it. They'll go alternative. You've seen the trucks, man. They're like 50 letters long. They just don't really get a lot of, you know, a lot of people from Mexico and other places come in and do it. They still have Yahoo emails on the side of their trucks, things like that. Yeah. But it works. You know, we get caught up with amongst all our friends seeing these huge sales, but these little sales really help the cash flow to buy more domains to have a bunch of these. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good job, Josh.
That's all I got.
That's 2 points for you, right? Because you got it on bar. So I think you basically already won the domain game. So I got this XL.
Does that move him down to a large? Or are we still at extra large?
If he gets, well, he's got to do a domain so at least somebody else can get 1 point while we're here.
Yeah.
So what you got? You got a buy or a sell?
We could do a sale.
Let's do it. Sales.
How about we do a .io sale as well?
Okay.
So it can be just like bar.
We got a resurrected market, man.
That's right. I'm bullish on .io, everyone. Just go buy .io.
Mm-hmm.
You can take my name.
.io's are flying.
Oh, yeah. Amazing names. Exitus.io. That's exitus.
Oh, Exitus.
I-O.
So not Exodus.
Not E-X-O-D-U-S.
Exitus.
No, E-X-I-T-U-S.
Okay.
.io. Everyone's like, no wonder why you guys aren't doing very good with .io. What is that shit?
No, if you're selling that means everybody's doing well.
Exactly.
Or you'll be like Drew and say, oh, you don't know, that's a billionaire's resort that's visited by 20 million people a year.
He is the king of the abstract facts.
Or when I misheard the BTC, like I totally misheard the letters and put like 9,900 and he's like, you are you crazy? I'm like, you think that I heard it right when I put that amount? Like,
yeah, we were talking about that. We're like, I can't believe Shane guessed that. No, I'm just
there were lots of people that said no. When I would people DM me all the time for pricing, and I put I think it's worth like 1,000. He goes, what would you know? You said BTC or whatever BTC. No, that's happened twice.
It basically cratered your domain appraisal business.
Yeah, I'm out. Like, I'm out of the business. I sold the balance of it to Mike Mann, so I'm out of the domain appraisal.
Oh, dude, but at least he can put a little Microsoft Paint certificate together for it, you know?
I don't know anything, so. I'm just a plant farmer. All right.
Yeah. All right. Exitus.io. Exitus.io. All right. What do you got? Is that $5,300? $4,300?
Oh, sorry.
Am I back?
Bar and I are each at $2,500. That's interesting. And Shane's at $4,300. So should Bar and I, you want to say over or under, Bar?
Under.
All right.
Hmm. So, sell names that cheap.
What is
that? Exitus is a Latin word, by the way, meaning death.
Exit.
It keeps getting better and better.
So it is a multi-million-dollar name. It was $4,888.
Oh, boy, I got the rain. All right, Shane. Nice. Shane picks up a point. A little consolation prize for today on the domain game.
I used my history of Josh to get that because anybody else, that would be at $2,500, but Josh doesn't sell names for $2,500.
All right, yeah. Well, so what's the deal? What'd you buy it for? How long do you have it?
Gosh, man. Let's have a look. Sorry, I should know that you're going to ask that question because you're such a good host.
Every time, man. Consistent, baby.
It's
like when Drew shows up and he's like, what is this domain game?
Yeah.
I paid $5 for it in 2020 in the network solutions.io sale. Do you remember when they did that? They did like the $499.io sale at Network Solutions, and then everyone like just pulling their hair out trying to figure out how to transfer them out.
That's like a beach vacation in Haiti.
yeah but
condos in Haiti for $300 a week.
It's like a timeshare, then you can't escape.
it's
so like true. A Columbia House DV. It's a Columbia House CD. Sign up.
I think I actually ended up doing pretty good from that little promo, and that's just one of a few sales that I had. So, but five renewals in there as well. So. What's that? That's probably another $100 on top. More now.
Is it still there, or were you able to? Did you move it all out?
No, I got that. I didn't have one. I've never renewed a name at Network Solutions. Is that, by the way, is that like cool or not? Or is
it? Oh yeah, you can say.
Has anyone ever renewed a name at Network Solutions?
No, I have accidentally, but not.
It's the worst.
I don't even know what they charge. I just assume.
That $37.99 charge hits your credit card. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That's like, there's very few feelings in the world that are that bad.
How much is a renewal? A .com renewal? Literally like $100. Huh?
No,
it's like $38 or something.
Yeah, it's like $38. Okay. It's like $37.99.
But please don't go. I'll give it to you for $24 if you stay.
<What the hell?
laughs> Yeah. Well, hey. Worked the business.
Hey, I appreciate them for the expired domains. Like, I'm all for it, right? Like, that's where a lot of inventory comes out that I buy. So
that's why such good names expire. Like, people that don't really know, they're like, $48 to renew this oneword.com. Fuck that.
No way.
Oh, man. Oh, Bar, I dig the shirt, man. A Bored Ape. Yeah.
A podcast shirt.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's that babe. That's that babe shit.
Yeah.
That's the bathing ape joint. That's really dope. All right. Well, cool. All right. Well, good stuff. Congratulations, everybody, with some successes. I appreciate you guys sharing. Thank you. That's awesome. Exitus.io. Is it being used?
No, it's still got an after Nick. Whatever, get this domain page that's up. So they haven't changed the name servers or anything.
I thought Oakleaf Landscaping is not up either. It's still on a buy. It's on a buy domains page. Oh, no, it's landscape. Oakleaf Landscape, right?
Landscape, yeah. What does Buy Domains have it for?
Oh, it's for sale. You got to give them a call.
That always goes really quickly.
Dude, that landing page can't be a good landing page. It's so hard to find, you want to know what the price is, surely.
They have not, domain's pending renewal or has expired for oakleaflandscape.com.
I pulled it straight out of my sale. I will tell you this.
No, I don't mean it like that. What I mean is whoever.
Yeah, no, I have names that I have sold that are still in my account that have not transferred out. And it's been on the lease payment. Does it stick with me? That's a good point. No. Yeah. So I still have, I have some lease payments of the domain is still sitting, and this is GoDaddy. One time in Dynadot, I sold it through Afternic through Dynadot, and it stayed in my account for 4 months before it was finally transferred. It was a crazy amount of time.
Yeah. Well, I remember all the names. We would sell names at NameJet, and then DNS would stay, you know, so.
Yeah, DNS stays all the time, or they don't build it out. Like some of the names I've sold, and I think we all have this, like six figures, and they still don't do anything with it. You would think for six figures, you would have a build out at least a forward within a day.
Well, but, yeah. And some of the big, you know, portfolio sellers on NameJet would still like get all, you know, would be getting parking is not what it was, but they would still get a whole lot of parking on names that they had already sold. So they'd still be getting paid off the parking, which is pretty wild.
Let me look. I'm going to look and see if it's still in my account. I know I got the payment because I just looked at it.
Oh, yeah. No. I was like just saying.
Well, no, I'm just. Yeah. I have several that's
hey,
going
guys,
on.
You want to use the domain you just paid $1,000 for.
Bob, what's up with .ai, dude? Are you thinking about diving in? Or I know you only had that zip.ai sale, and that was like one of the few names that you had. And then are you planning to use some of those profits to buy some more?
That's a great question. I'm trying to dip my toe in the water in some of these expired auctions, but obviously getting outbid like crazy. I'm just a little bit, but like not really. Like I feel like I missed the boat at this point because made my money and got out yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, like, and this is the piece that about, and this is what, you know, so I'll go ahead and make Drew's argument for him a little bit. You know, his point is not that .ai domains don't have value. It's just that, you know, in order to really be able to capitalize on the value, you know, you needed to be way ahead of the curve, like Andy and James and the folks that were buying .ai domains 5-6 years ago, you know, and just loading up. And then as the wave has now happened, you know, ride it out as long as you can. I think it's still going to be a wave for a while. It's just tough when you're like, oh, hey, am I going to buy oneword.ai that's now 20 grand, right? You know,
wholesale. Where is it only 20 grand? I'm just kidding.
But yeah. There you go. Andy and James were not early, man. They started buying .ai's when they were like 20 grand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
They just thought there was another wave coming and they've proven there has been for those names.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are very very good at catching the wave. They might as well be
surfers. Those guys, they're they're surfers, you know what I'm saying?
They're silver surfers, man.
Silver surfers. Yeah. Ooh, I like that for them, you know what I'm saying?
Caught that Bored Ape wave.
Well, they were in the same boat around Bored Apes, if you remember, right? They came in, like we actually were in before they were. We kind of helped.
No, Andy was early. He was with me.
It wasn't earlier than Shane.
He was around the same time as us, yeah. Andy was.
Even with like the Sandbox Ape and stuff, the one that they bought that then they sold for like $1 million.
So they were the first ones to pay a lot for gold and trippy, right? So they weren't early, but they are the first ones to pay, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 for these higher ones. Nobody was doing that yet. Well, it turned out to be $1 million after that. But when they paid $100,000, people thought they were crazy.
But I think by doing that, they actually like helped propel the market at the same time.
Well, they're doing that with AI, right? Same thing. Exactly. The same thing. Every sale for $100,000, $200,000 propels a market, which helps our portfolio, which helps Adam that has all of James' names. Like it's just, yeah, they're very good at getting ahead of it and then propelling it.
I am way more risk averse than those guys. So I'm not going crazy on .ai.
I have a lot less money.
If I can find a deal, I'll take it. But
shout out to the Silver Surfers. You know what I'm saying?
I was gonna say for the uninitiated, I had like one .ai name, zip.io, and I sold it for $200K like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And that's pretty much
bam.
That's it. That's my claim to fame.
JT is like bam.
I mean, pulled him off the bench, he hits a home run and then goes home.
Exactly. He's What did you pay for it?
Like $1,200. So I had a Twitter thread about this. Basically, it's like my one .ai name. I sold it once for like $50K. I agreed to a sale. Somebody backed out.
Okay, yeah. And then they bought it.
James Booth's advice, priced it high for like $500K. Like a $100K offer came in. We went back and forth. I settled on $200K. I was super happy to get it. So I think I bought it maybe like 4 or 5 years ago on Park. For like $1,200. Super lucky.
Yeah, we have a handful in our portfolio, but you know, I keep like, you know, it's like are we at the top sort of? Like, is it, you know, now, you know, is that the best use of the cash? I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know, hard.
James,
hard.
Andy, tell us.
Scared money don't make no money.
That's true. I tell my kids that. My kids know it. I should know it.
Your money don't make no money. Yeah.
But, you know, there's also other things, Bitcoin, some other things to put some money in. It also, you know, I think can have a pretty good return. But yeah, man. Well, hey, shout out to them. Shout out to the Silver Surfers. I think it'll be interesting to see how that stuff plays out. I think AI is not showing any signs of slowing down. What I think is going to be really kind of interesting, right, is when we get to the point where these AI agents start buying domains, right? Like you have AI agents that will have their own bankroll from things like crypto and other things, right, that will effectively have their own money to go buy their own shit. And if they, you know, start buying domains, right, that can actually happen and would be pretty crazy. I don't know if they'd be able to, I guess, would an agent be able to buy a traditional .com? But I know that the, like the Unstoppables and those guys are have got to be eyeing up, you know, some of the potential for the AI agents to be sort of running.
But why are these agents going to buy names?
What's that?
Why are the agents going to buy names? What are they going to do with the main names?
They're going to put up a website, man, or run some sort of app off of it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that makes sense. But are they going to go to the aftermarket or like hit us up in auctions?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying, man. That's why I don't know that it can happen with legacy domains. But I think when you get into some of the Web3 domains, you could have some agentic activity that could turn into like actual AI agents buying domains. I think, and this is just solely, I've thought literally zero about this until this exact moment. So I don't even want to necessarily dive into this kind of rabbit hole. But I would say that anybody watching the show that's thought about this a little bit, that would like to give us their two cents, it's more than welcome. Just feel free to throw it up on the Twitter thread. And, you know, this could be an interesting sort of thought project, you know? So, but yeah. Anyway, but yeah, that's what's up.
And Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
Anyway, all right. Well, let's close out this segment of the show. That was the domain game. Big shout out to Josh. I got the XL hoodie sitting in the closet. You probably wash it a couple times. It'll shrink. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Yeah, man, whenever you want to come grab it, it's just sitting here. All right, let's get into the next segment, which is NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by NameJet. We'll review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. If you go to the domain Sherpa site on this particular show's post, you can pull the Excel spreadsheet that'll have the domain, the Estimat appraisal, how many back orders as of the time that we put the list together, when the back order end date is effectively ending, when you got to have your back orders in if you want to be able to, sorry, hold on. Yo, can you get my door? Thank you. That's my AI agent, you know, opening and closing doors in my house for me. But, so check it out and, hopefully it helps, but, not financial advice, but let's talk about what names that these guys like and don't like. Shane, do you have the list?
I do. I see the, you know, obviously I work on the NameJet list every day, so I've seen most of these. It's not my favorite list, but I think of them, one that I really liked was Mountain High because it has a lot of different use cases. Obviously, cannabis comes to mind, especially in Colorado, where it's probably the most popular state, being Mountain State and one of the biggest cannabis places. So I like Mountain High. I think it's probably a 5-figure name when it's all said and done. And I don't think it'll go for all that much, although I haven't seen what it's, you know, how many, there's 25 back orders, but I think it'll probably be 1,200, 1,500. So probably 12, 15 grand, I'd price it at. Horseback riding. There's still tours. That was the other one I like. I don't know. I don't think there's lead generation for horse rides, but maybe. Is that the second highest appraisal? So
it is, yep.
But I do like horseback riding. I'm not sure what to do with it, but I know horseback.com isn't as good. Like, I think that's the only way to talk about other than, what would you call horseback riding tours? Like when you go to Hawaii or to the beach or.
I think that's it. I think it's literally horseback riding. Like that is the term for what that is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's and it like, is a or, thing.
No one it's says like, oh, let's go thing. Horse riding. You know what I'm saying? No one says like, yeah, you know, let's go, you know, horsing. You know,
so. I think that's the exact match for it. So there might be something to that. If you could build out, like, again, it's easy to say if you build out, but in general, that is a business opportunity there to do a, what's the big tour site? I have them on my websites. What's the ones you build? You can book tours to all the different places. But anyway, there's a company that has a really good affiliate program.
Apple Tours, maybe? Is it Apple Tours?
Yeah, it's not Apple, but you would, I don't know. I'll look at it when these guys, other guys are talking, but that's, it has a great affiliate program. Something door, something door is the end of it. But right. That's one. And then Farmstead's pretty good too. But not a lot of people use that word. I just know it because we're in the middle of farming and lots of land. So farmsteads are sold all the time. And when we think of farmsteads, we think of house and land combination. So you get, yeah, not only buying farmland, but you get a home with it as well.
Yeah, so. I like Farmstead to me is a cool name. I agree with you about horseback riding is so on the nose that it's hard for that to be a brand that involves anything else. Horseback maybe could be, you know, like a name that, you know, could be a company of a different, could be even an app or whatever, like something.
Yeah.
Farmstead, though, to me is not like, you know, I'm not going to farmstead.com to, that could be a furniture company. That could be something involved with land. That could be something involved with, like, could be clothing.
To me, it seems rural. To me, it represents rural.
But that's why I'd like it, is, you know, in like a, you know, sort of rustic
as a brand,
you know, type of thing that I could see. All right, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh. And the one thing I'll say, the one that I didn't like as much is Safes. It's literally the most unshippable product out there other than small ones.
That's a great point, man.
So I looked at that the other day and I was thinking, it's not great for putting something that's secure online. So like Safe obviously would be some kind of storage or something, but Safes is literally a product and it's literally one of the most unshippable products out there.
Yeah, no, that's tough. Like, that says obviously the highest appraisal by far. I mean, it's a $500,000 appraisal. But yeah, that's a tough one because it's like, you know, you talk about the difference that the plural makes over the singular, right? And, you know, safe.com obviously would be millions of dollars.
Yeah.
That takes me down a different rabbit hole to see who actually has safe software. Yeah. It's just,
I feel like that has to be something like digital. You can't, like Shane said, you can't sell safes and ship them, all that. Like, if that's like a digital, like a crypto wallet or something, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but the plural, plural's tough. That's one of those that people are going to look at and go, oh, every house has a little safe and every bank. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you install them. Like, literally, maybe you're a safe installer.
Yeah.
Like, that could be. There are companies that...
custom safes, you know, like you do like...
Or just really do bank vaults and things like that. Like, that would work really well for somebody like that.
All right, Josh, what about you, man? What do you like? What don't you like?
Not a big fan of any of these, to be honest. Smartscope.com, decent name. Like none of them like jump out to me and I'm like in love with them, but like metric with a Q .com, that's a cool name. Definitely see a brand using that. You know, mountainhigh.com. You know, good name. Like, I definitely see that being used as a brand. They're all like good names, but not names that I would go out of my way to like make sure that I was around to, you know, to bid on the auction. I think that like people like Bar and Shane and you said, Safes is a tough sell. Like retail wise, I do think that there is maybe an angle with like with like the physical safes. I know they are hard to ship, but it does look like there are some end users out there that are selling safes online, and it is like one of those like rich people's products. You know what I mean? Like, rich people
buying a safe, you're spending a little bit of money for it.
Like, could I see, you know, a wealthy person who's got a, you know, shit ton of money ordering a safe for 25 grand and paying like a 5 grand delivery cost or whatever? I'm guessing that probably happens, and I'm sure there are probably some websites out there that offer that service, but it's probably more of like a you know, not necessarily a digital service, but more of like a hands-on approach. You know, I know a guy, he can do this, you know, he can get you a safe. And so I mean, you got to think that there probably is some value in Saves.com and being like the authority in that space. So I actually quite like that name, but probably not for whatever price that it ends up going for. It's one of those that might, I could see that going a little bit too high, but I would, you know, I would probably be in for like 10, 15, something like that. But yeah, floss.org. My immediate reaction when I think about floss is like floss your teeth, which is indoor.org. It's probably the best use case, like some dentist that is like campaigning you to and selling dental floss or some shit. basically what I'm trying to say is not my favorite .org. I like the .org, but it's not my favorite .org. I just don't see it being the best brand. It is a type of like, isn't it like a dance as well?
Like, well, there's a dance, and then it's also like flossing is like, you know, like promoting, you know, like if you're flossing your stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like there's that other meaning, you know?
Yeah. I just feel like a serious brand would maybe be a little against that, just because it's so like the first thing that so many people are going to think of is like flossing your teeth. Sure. I'm not in love with that one. Overall, it's not my favorite list ever, but would I throw bids on like 8 to 10 of these names? Yeah. Why not?
Sure. Yeah. That makes sense. All right. Yeah. And I think metric is kind of neat with a Q, you know, it's IQ at the end. You know, I think that's kind of a neat little, like, obviously it doesn't necessarily pass the radio test, but you know, metric spelled properly is going to be, you know, pretty out of reach, but metric with a Q, which is still a pretty cool little brand, you know, is somewhat gettable. So I think, I'm with you on that one. All right, cool. All right, Bar, what about you, man? Bring us home.
Let's see. I mean, Josh mentioned the ones I like the most. I like Metric as a brandable. Runco is pretty decent. I haven't looked into like users of these names, but I tend to buy names just like based on their own merit, not like how many end users might be out there to buy, which is probably the wrong way to do it. But I like SmartScope. I love alliteration with names. Farmstead, I guess, is okay. I don't know anything about farmsteads, but homestead would be a banger. I feel like that's a way more popular term and more people know what that means. So I'm trying to talk about the ones that people haven't talked about, like head injury, I guess might be, I don't know, a great one for legal, but yeah, I'm like the other guys have said, not the greatest list. I don't know anything about .org or .orgs in general, but a two-letter .org. I don't know if anybody wants to talk about that one because that's pretty rare, but I don't know. I don't see the value.
And you're on mute.
.org.
Yeah, what's a two-letter .org at wholesale? I don't know anymore. I haven't really paid attention. I don't know what they're going for. I guess I'd have to do research. I'd put a name bio.
.org.
Nick can say, .org.
No, I'm with it. I thought Shane would have said something about Runco. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a little...
Yeah,
a little running name.
I might have a bid on that one.
That's exactly why I didn't say anything about that one.
Yeah,
that's like the Drew special, you know, where it's like he can't shut up sometimes, but if he's being quiet, you know, during Namejack and a Jet, you know, he's like,
yeah. I will say something. Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's probably like an organization out there where the UH is a great like initial, like a university or like a
United Healthcare.
And healthcare, that's probably a great .org. I'm looking at the name buyer right now for like rough wholesale, I guess, or you know, auction. It's probably like 11 to 15K.
That's what I was gonna say
about 15
G's. And they probably sell retail, I guess, like 5 to 10X ish of that, depending on the letters.
That hasn't really changed much. I bought 2 or 3 of them 12, 15 years ago for the 10 grand range. Hasn't really changed much at all.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, when you think about the value of domains, you know, and a lot of times, you know, good highvalue.com domains kind of continue to go sort of up to the right, right? But not every bucket of names is like that. I think I just saw maybe it was a 4-character.numeric.com that sold on GoDaddy recently for like 10 grand or 5 grand or whatever it was. It was something that I was kind of surprised because I remember when those were selling for 20, 30 grand, you know, during the big wave or bubble back in 15. And, you know, and it's kind of like reverted to the things we said back then, which is like, it's funny that these are have this kind of value, the sort of baseline floor price, if you will, you know, when what's the use case, you know, where is the commercial usability for some of these? And, you know, the idea like, oh, well, in China, numbers represent phrases or letters or words. And okay, cool. So that, you know, you have, you know, sites that are, you know, 2-character numeric or 3-character numeric. And but how far does that really extend? You know, and then we're into the 5-character numerics. I mean, a lot of that stuff. And, you know, those did not continue just to go up to the right. But highvalue.com domains.
They were the first meme coins. They were the first tokens. Yes.
Yeah.
They were the first tokens. Numerics were our first tokens where they had some set value, some a little bit more than others, but they all had some. So to me, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's how they treated them.
Yeah, it's true. All right, cool. So Bar, anything else? Anything you don't like?
Let me bring it up. Let's see. Anything I don't like. I mean, floss.org, that's not like a name I would pick up. Somebody gave it to me for free. I'll take it. But like highlighters, I don't see selling, you know, for a good
amount. Highlighters is another one where it's just like, you can sell highlighters on.
Highlighter would be great. Maybe
there's like, could be really cool. That'd be a cool app for like some kind of, you know, art.
Yeah. But the plural process, like, kind of kills it. And what are you going to like sell? Dedicate a website to highlighters. That's
people trying to be tricky stuff out here, you know, in these states. Yeah.
Lake Havasu, I'm sure that's a great place, but I don't really.
Oh, Lake Havasu, dude.
Havasu. I don't do
geo. Yeah, that's like super popular Arizona. Like,
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah. Yeah. That's a, isn't that where they pull up the boats and have the topless parties?
Yeah. It's like Girls Gone Wild style out there. Yeah. They like party pretty hard on boats and gather up and do like a big, like, spring break style type thing. It's pretty crazy out there, if I remember right. But yeah, I think that one's interesting. Exactly, from the last time I was there. I've never been, but I guess that's what I mean. It's like, but from what, like, that's the sort of the theme or meme or whatever, like the vibe out there. Could use, you know, could that be a brand, not just necessarily using it for, you know, hotels and trips and excursions and all that kind of stuff, but could it be sort of like, you know, the way that you might have like, you know, Blue Mountain, you know, would be like a, you know,
brand. Too hard to spell. I think it's a destination. Yeah. All
right. Well, that's cool. I mean, there seems to be a very popular site, golakehavasu.com. I could use an upgrade. But it seems to be part of their brand where they're like, go for it. So,
yeah.
And Viator is the tour salespeople that Viator program. Viator, yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, all right. I think we've literally talked about every single name on the list. Rock the domain game. We did our thing. Good job, guys. All right, cool. Well, we'll do a real quick brand closing, kind of go around the room. I know we sort of did that early on. We talked about the ICA, but I'll start with you, Bar. Anything else that you want to mention that you're up to or you got going on?
Not really. I just wanted to, I guess, call out, like, what I miss about the show the most is the what happened to the domain name, like, portfolio review?
Oh, yeah.
You got tired of doing that? Or like roasting people's names?
You know, it was, yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that because, yeah, the way they used to do it is they would do the portfolio review, and then I think the portfolio owner would then donate a couple bucks to charity, right? I think that was part of the process. We had a submission form for it. You know, I think when Michael sold it to Drew and then Tess was running it, I think they kind of got away from that a little bit. But hey, look, if there's a demand, you know what I'm saying? We can get into a little portfolio review up in here. Let the Sherpas get after it.
When I first started out, I submitted my portfolio or like 10 names or whatever. And I think I sold like 4 or 5 of those names since then.
Yeah, nice.
And what did everyone say about them?
They were like, oh yeah, you know, it's okay. This one, nothing like great, but they're like, you kind of know what you're doing when you first started out. So that was encouraging, I guess, to keep going. But I do remember, you know, most of them were not great portfolios. So it was mostly like a roast session. But I feel like those were fun. So,
all right.
You've got your portfolio. Who was on the show? Do you remember?
I think I remember Doran specifically. I think Seiger was on it. I'd have to look it up. But I definitely remember Doran talking about a few of the names. But I think I submitted like 10 or so. And ironically or unironically, like a good amount of them sold. So
I dig it, man. That's what's up. All right. Well, look, I'll talk to Drew. We'll see what's up. I'm all for the, it actually could be pretty funny if you get some names that just aren't great and we have to talk about that. And it was like
part of the process.
Well, you know, we did, we're doing the 8-Bin stuff and we had a, we had Timberland on, Twitch and going over beats and things, you know what I mean? And, or some of the folks that were not the beats, it was the rappers that had rapped on his beat. And half of them were very good and half of them were not, you know, but the good ones, he was like, yo, that's dope. And it was cool because it was like, you know, you got the shout out, but the other ones were funnier, you know, because like then they would throw like memes and gifs.
He still does it every, he still does it every Friday night. I still watch it every Friday.
Zaid, yeah, Timbo Idol. You know what I'm saying? So shout out.
It's great. People submit their music and he's like, nah, hopefully you got another job.
Yeah, they have all those different gifs and stuff.
The bad ones are always more fun than the good ones.
Yeah. So, all right.
Well, nobody wants to see anybody pass cleanly through the light.
Yeah, that's it. All right, let's go. Yeah, exactly. It's funny. I saw something on Twitter the other day where it was showing from Family Guy. And they're like, nobody wants to see the success. They want to see the crash. And it was, there's an episode where guy's doing like the Blue Angels, like the plane stuff, you know, and he looks like he's going to crash. And everyone's like, and then he just barely makes it. And they're like, oh. You know, like, you know, so it's a little bit of that. And then he finally does this crazy landing and everyone's
on
like,
today's oh, Trooper Radio.
Sorry, I found my episode.
Oh, it's a play button. Yeah, like, talk about Ghost in the Machine.
That was his AI talking to him.
The guy lands the plane. He gets out of the plane and some dude runs out from the crowd and stabs him. And then everybody cheers. It's like people don't want the success. They don't want to see you win. They want to see you lose. And
yeah. I want to roast people's names, man. I want to roast them good.
All right, man. Yeah. I'm going to talk to Drew. We're going to put it on the table and we're going to see about doing a portfolio review. All right. Dope. Well, man, thank you. That's good. I like that feedback. And it's right here live and direct on the show. All right, Shane, what about you? What you got going on, man?
I'm trying to do a DSAD in newsletter form, so it's just a little easier to deliver. It's trying to make it more interesting, add a little bit to it, get the process down. It's definitely, writing a newsletter is a different beast to give it value. And there's a lot of newsletters in our industry, or just in general, right? Sure. So, the DSAD, same thing. We're over 6,000 posts now, 16 and a half years every single day.
Amazing.
Just part of the process, right? Like it's... yeah, it's amazing. I look at the things that I've done consistently. I don't know how I do it, but it's just part of the day, right? Like getting up.
Showing up, man.
The funny thing is on Strava, you put in your shoes, right? And I never have changed the shoes. So every morning after run, I get it. It says, time for a new pair of shoes. You have 17,548 miles on your last pair of shoes. Because I've never changed that setting. DSAD is what I'm still doing. I do the gardening stuff. I'm just having a good time, man. Like, I really enjoy what I do. I love domains. I'm trying to do a little bit more business, looking at some companies to buy, doing lots of...
Oh, that's cool.
Data is everything. We've talked about data. I'm trying to find companies that have data in industries that I know that have value. So buying the company for the data behind it is kind of something I'm searching for right now.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, because that's where the money's at. Building on top of it's great, but everybody's going to be building on top of it. But people that have been... acquiring really interesting data are going to have a lot of value here. So I've been targeting certain industries that have been collecting maybe older people that don't know what to do with it and acquiring the company and then building out using AI from there. So I don't know, just things I'm thinking about.
I like it, man. That's some big stuff. I like it. That's some heady stuff right there. All right. And Josh, what about you, man? What's up? DNX taking over the world?
That's it, man. That's it. Just DNX, bro. And, I'm spending a lot of time on my own portfolio as well. Starting to just test a couple things, like getting the weeds. One of the cool things about getting to, the point that I would say that I'm at right now is that
I'm, you know, my portfolio basically looks after itself, and it gives me an opportunity to explore maybe untapped markets, or just like take some risks with like things that are not necessarily like mainstream, or, you know, it's not exactly by the book. And you know, you once in a while you stumble across something that is untapped, and I'm just kind of messing around with that at the moment on the personal investment side. But yeah, spending a lot of time on DNX, we're doing really well, and I'm happy with the progress.
Yeah, well, good stuff, man. All right, well, maybe you and Shane might buy a data business together. You know, I think that might be a conversation we'll have offline. You know,
dude, I love data. It's so fun, like analyzing data and then discovering things that you think are, you know, hidden well enough to the extent that most people aren't going to be able to find it. So
data. I can't make jars without clay. Shout out to Sherlock Holmes. And I do think that you're right. I mean,
they're not using clay, by the way. It's freckles.
It's boom. Dude, and with that, I think that is a great way to close it out. All right. Well, listen, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. As we say in every show, without you, there is no us. So I want to say thank you to the audience. As I mentioned before, you know, this idea of agentic, you know, AIs starting to buy domains, Web3, Web2, whatever. If anybody's got some thoughts on that, that'd be kind of interesting to see what people are thinking about with regards to that. How can I sell more domains to AI agents? Because I'm all about it. Separately, I want to say thank you to you guys, to my co-host today for being on the show, Bar especially, because I think this is appearance number 3 maybe for you overall. Is that kind of where we're at now? So
I'm like, that's that. Definitely 2. Maybe three, like early on. But
dude, you only need 9,997 more to get to that Malcolm Gladwell tipping point. You know,
I just want a hoodie, man. I just want to win a hoodie,
dude. Hey, well, you got to bring it though. Josh is on his game,
too, brother. So. I'm owed like 50 hoodies. You can have one of mine.
I mean, literally sitting. In the
you closet. You got the XL.
I got the XL, and we have a new order coming soon. So then I'll actually have your size. I'll get you. Bro, I got a medium for you on the way. Don't worry.
It's coming from China, so it'll be 7 months. And
dude, we have basketball uniforms from one of my kids' teams that's literally hung up in China, like hung up in customs right now. I'm like, I have no idea when it's going to be here. meanwhile, the kids are playing in like pennies and, you know, like old stuff, like T-shirts that with their name.
McGregor.
Written in a marker and highlighter. All right. Well, listen, guys, thank you so much, Josh. Nice work today in the domain game. But thank you all 3 of you for taking the time. Always appreciated. And so to everybody else, we'll see you all next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Take it easy, and we'll see you again soon. Peace out.